My good buddy Mitch Weathers called me not long ago. He wrote the Executive Functions for Every Classroom book. It is an awesome read if you haven't gotten it. He also teaches the fundamentals of executive functions online. He has these webinars. Mitch is brilliant. He also did the organized binder program. So he asked me if I want to go to Coalinga Middle School, go in a couple classrooms, go into Huron Middle School, go to a bunch of classrooms there. So I woke up early in the morning, got in my car and drove up there. And this is a collection of all of the questions that we had heard and in answers that me and Mitch had sat and thought about and created for you guys. So enjoy this mid-year reset Q&A with Mitch Weathers and Joe Clausey as we strategize for teacher successes. Okay, Coalinga Huron Unified School District. How's it going, everybody? Not long ago, I brought my old friend Mitch Weathers over there to the campus, and we went around to the middle schools, and we took a look at classrooms, asked a bunch of questions, and so lo and behold, guess who I have? I just transitioned over to my friend Mitch, who is back now in the on the screen. Mitch, thanks for hanging out with us today.
What's happening, CHUSD?
Okay,
good to see you a couple of weeks ago.
You know, Our reason for going 2 weeks ago was to find out how teachers are using Organized Binder in their classrooms, if they needed any support, if they had any questions, et cetera, right? Is there anything I'm forgetting?
Yep. No, we just want to, you know, I always want Coalinga and Huron teachers to know that we want them to be thriving, feel successful with the program, but just some support. We had some hiccups this school year with the training, initial training, and then even delivery date. So all of you, you've been on my mind and heart all school year. And I know I've seen you a few times, and it was good to join my buddy Joe and actually get into your classroom. So yeah, just how it's going, how we can help, and be looking forward to next school year as well.
Right on. And what we did learn, I formulated into questions. Some of them verbatim from what the teachers were asking, because okay. We would go in, we would take a look at what teaching and learning looked like, and then we would ask, how can we support you? You know, do you have any questions or thoughts or concerns about Organized Binder and how it's being used? And so we're going to ask three questions. We'll break it into a three-part series here, but we're going to address the most common concerns that we had gotten from the teachers during our visits to both Coalinga Middle and Huron Middle School.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's start with the first one, Mitch. It revolves around creating a classroom schedule and a daily routine for the teachers. And again, we had walked around and realized, it was halfway through the year. We got a common feedback about training at the beginning of the year. And so that being said, Mitch, how can teachers structure their classroom schedules to integrate Organized Binder effectively? Like, can you outline a day routine sure. that ensures consistency?
Yeah, I would love to. And the word I want to start with and everyone to remember is just keeping it really simple, simple being the word. And if you've had any exposure to the program, or if you have not, either is fine, but it is really simple. So in terms of the daily routine, you know, what's primary, you know, of primary importance is protecting as much of your time for teaching and learning, which is actually part of this beginning and concluding routine. But in its essence, Organized Binder is taking advantage of the first few moments and the last few moments. So Joe, if you can kind of toggle between me and what I'm saying and the educator dashboard, right. If anyone has gone through a training, and I know I probably shared it with you all, or I know I did on our couple of the Wednesdays on the early starts or late starts that we met. There's some training videos there. Well, first of all, if you look at the dashboard, all of the digital files, if you don't have a document camera in your room and you want to project exactly what students have in their binder, all those digital files are there for you to download and add to a slide deck or whatnot for presentation. But if you kind of scroll down towards the bottom, there's a series of training vignettes and where we begin. So the daily routine, there's three steps at the beginning, one step at the end of every lesson. And that's for the most part it. And the first step is what we call the kickoff. and it's a prompt to begin class. It's on the weekly lifeline, what most people call the B page. And if you watch that short video on the start of class, you'll see that the idea is, ideally, I'd have that projected for students when they walk in the class, not with the prompt up, but just a nonverbal visual cue that, hey, when we start class, just have your binder open to this page. My encouragement to you is look at the previously taught standards or objectives. So let's just pretend it's Tuesday. What was the goal on Monday? Or what was the goal on Friday? Or even later back last week? But always begin by looking back, because it does a couple things. One, it allows you to answer questions and clear up misconceptions. But two, it gives students multiple interactions, multiple exposures to what they're learning. And this is all rooted in the science of learning. And we know that the more often students have to retrieve and interact with what they're learning, even if they're not getting it quote unquote correct, they're more likely to move that information into their long-term memory or retain it. So it's a simple prompt tied to the objectives of previous lessons that allows you to answer questions and increase exposures. Very simple. Students are recording it. They're actually writing it down and responding. Okay. And we could talk about that at our next deep dive training. We'll talk about emerging the current research on brain activity associated with handwriting. We probably don't have time for that right now. So that's the beginning routine, the first step. Second step, it's the agenda. It's green, page C. So if you see that on the dashboard or you see the second step, the agenda, it's really meant to be a quick check-in. Here's what we did today. You're kind of creating a log of like what we did in class, and if you have any next steps or homework, something that you're responsible for taking care of outside of school. And then you move on. On occasion, you can, and I want you to just watch that video. I don't want to do the whole thing here, but you can mimic showing students, modeling for students how to keep a calendar by adding things that are upcoming, like in a week or 2 weeks out, to try to just give them that practice with kind of planning and time management. But in terms of like, you know, urgency, if you don't have a lot of time, you have that kickoff first step. Here's what we're doing today, increasing predictability of what's coming at me. And then the third step is on the table of contents, page or tab G in the binder. And we just take a moment, and anything that students create, anything that you've created and you hand out, anything out of a consumable, anything that we're going to be doing in class today simply gets listed on that table of contents. So just indexing it as they're going through the unit. And then you jump into your lesson. So on most days, there's three steps to the beginning routine. It's that kickoff and clearing up misconceptions, check in with the agenda, and update the table of contents. So we're practicing and modeling organization every single day, and then you dive into your lesson. You'll also notice in Organized Binder, there's tab F. It's pink, and it's called the Academic Toolkit. And as you watch, and I hope you all do review these short videos, at the end of every unit, we take that table of contents and we staple it together with all of the student work to create a unit chunk or a unit packet. In the very back of the student binder, you'll see a full-length tab that says completed unit packets. It goes there, you get a new table of contents, start over for a new unit. So that's happening as kind of a unit rhythm, if you will. So what we don't want, though, is there's certain resources or assignments that we need to reference or add to throughout the school year, right? And they tend to be kind of subject specific, but just think of anything that you're going to come back to or you want students to be able to come back to throughout the school year in your course. Don't put those items behind the table of contents. Put them behind the academic toolkit, because that never gets stapled into these unit chunks and put at the back of the binder. So it could be this time of year, it could be March, and I can reference some notes we took in September. I could reference metric conversion, you know, whatever it might be. How do you write a topic sentence? All that stuff would be in there because we're constantly referencing it. And then you jump into your lesson. Do what you do, and then carve out a few moments at the end of class, 2 or 3 minutes, and you could even start with one sentence. In the same way that that kickoff is a reflection of previously learned things, standards or objectives, the learning log, which is also back on that B page, it's back on the weekly lifeline, is just meant to be a quiet kind of digest of what I learned or what was confusing maybe from today's lesson. And there's a challenge here for you as the teacher, and it's kind of fun, that learning log, you're going to prompt them. So my question to you is, when you have students for a class period, however long that might be, what is the goal of that lesson? What do you hope students learn? What do you hope they take away? What do you hope they can make connections with? That target is going to inform the prompt that you ask them. Different from the kickoff at the beginning, they write it down and respond. Mm-hmm. This is usually a verbal prompt. You can also write it up on the board, but they're just responding to it. Okay. So think through that and please watch that video, because what students are going to do is they're going to tell you what they did as opposed to what they're learning or what might be confusing. Okay. But it's that simple.
So what I'm hearing you say, and I'm just going to kind of try to summarize really quickly here. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about outlining a daily routine that ensures consistency as well as student successes with Organized Binder. So to start, we have our Part B available on the Teacher Dashboard website, Weekly Lifeline. It'll kick mm-hmm. off every class. Mm-hmm. We teach these starter activities. This is a perfect example of a starter activity, right? Mm-hmm. Once you have reviewed that, of course, we get into the agenda. And I also, Mitch, like to make my teachers hold everything accountable. So grade the starter, right? Grade the participation. We now go through Part C, which is the agenda, talking about what we have for that day. Then we have Part G, which is our table of contents, and everything that we'll be getting or working with that day will be listed as our assignments right here, very clearly. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, we can go, when we finish, to our academic toolkit, where everything kind of goes very nice and neat after it's all said and done. Am I correct there?
No, that the toolkit's going to be where you add things that are not part of a specific unit.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Okay, so additional resources. Mm-hmm. Love it.
So things that are like, I'm going to reference this every week or every other month something like that.
Perfect right? example, so periodic table of elements.
Perfect.
I love it. Okay. As well, going back to B, you guys, ending every lesson with your learning log. And we always talk about exit strategies, and this is an excellent way to not make that go through the motions. I know, Mitch, you've talked about exit tickets and that's just being something that teachers give, right? And this is a real deep intrinsic connection between what students have learned, how well they may have learned it, and a comprehension of the teacher to digest that prior to going on to the next day's lesson, correct?
Yeah, and these stepping back a little bit there is, if you watch that video on the concluding routine, it's meant, you know, because teachers don't have enough time, right? So instead of trying to read those every day, which you certainly can do if you want, but that's meant to be collected at the end of the week, and I just read student reflections for the week to help, you know, just give me that formative feedback to make adjustments and pivot for the week coming up.
Mitch, this was awesome. I am pretty sure you've clearly outlined a daily routine that ensures consistency and student successes for the teachers at Coalinga Middle and Huron Middle. And stay tuned for the second part, you guys. Thanks, Mitch.
You bet.